You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Purple Daily is daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die.
I will ride with this group.
Seriously, man. Please.
And away we go.
And with that, it is a Purple Access, of course, brought to you by our friends, presenting sponsor of all Purple Daily products, all shows, Quick Trip. We appreciate their support. Judd Chip Scoggins, a Star Tribune sports columnist, Ross Brendel, who produces this fine program. And Chipper, let's just start with the latest, the quarterback workouts, the pro days, the personal days that the Vikings are going to try and at least vet through this QB class. And I'm going to start you with this. So the league meetings, which occurred earlier this week in Florida. I'm not sure about you, but I didn't sense there was any real attempt to hide what the goal is here. And I buy it completely. The last time I felt this confident about what the Vikings intended to do in the first round was the year that we covered the team together, 2009, when Percy Harvin, when we both knew if Percy Harvin falls, they ain't passing, and they didn't, and he did fall. I feel equally as confident, not about who the quarterback is going to be, but I will be very surprised if the Vikings are not drafting third, fourth, or at the latest fifth on April 25th for the draft.
Yeah, when you're making out your mock draft, Judd, have them pick a quarterback with the first pick because that's what's going to happen. Kevin O'Connell did not try to play the subterfuge game, did not try to be coy about they're going to draft a quarterback. Now, which one? That you don't know because you don't know what the other teams are looking for. To me, I think it's are they going to get the three or four? Like, I don't think Washington's going to trade out of there. I think they're taking Daniels.
Yep.
Caleb obviously go one, Daniels two. So now you're at three in New England. Do they sit tight? Do they take J.J. McCarthy? Do they take Dre May? Do they try to trade for to get a ton of draft picks? So I think at minimum they're going to go up. The Vikings are going to try to get the four. Mm-hmm. And if you go to four, then you're basically saying you're going to have your choice probably if the Patriots stand pat of either McCarthy or May.
I think – so I am inclined to agree with you. Caleb goes first to Chicago. I think Washington stays put. I don't think Washington wants to trade. Now, I could be proven absolutely wrong, but it feels to me in a big way, Chipper, like picks 3, 4, and 5 are open for business. And I say that about the Patriots because of this. And I realize this is considered to be like a generationally really, really good QB draft. But Robert Kraft, who owns the Patriots in Orlando, basically said, as a fan, I'd love to take a quarterback, but we know. And what that tells me is with Ron Wolf's son, Elliot, having complete control of the drafting process.
Yes.
And, you know, Ron Wolf was an architect of football teams. He got Favre, but the Packers, when he popped Favre, and that was sort of a last piece to a puzzle that really took off. I think that given that when you look at the Patriots and all of their needs, and I mean, they are in bad shape. I also think that the Panthers from 2023 are now a cautionary tale, right? Which is, hey, we plopped our quarterback in. Oh my God, it's still a mess. So I really think that you can make a very good case that the Patriots, the Cardinals, and Chargers are all open for business. And the only question is, what are you willing to give up to get to, let's say, 3 as opposed to 4?
Yeah, and you have to look at Broncos. Are they at 12? Are they behind the Vikings? 12.
They're behind the Vikings. Yes, they are.
I don't know what kind of ammunition they have, but I got to imagine they're going to be aggressive to try to move up.
Yep.
Yeah, it feels like the draft starts at number 3, right? I could be wrong about Washington completely, but I just feel confident that they're going to take Jaden Daniels. Yeah, it's hard to know because you're right that the Patriots do have a million holes, and that if you play your cards right, they can come out of this with a lot of high draft picks to really build your rebuild your roster. But man, if you're in love with the quarterback and you feel like he's your franchise quarterback, there's no harder position to fix. And 100%. You know, the thing that I found fascinating, John, is it's the silly season, and so some of this is the JJ McCarthy. Is it steam or momentum that has really picked up since the end of the season? I find that fascinating, because you know all season people were talking about Caleb Williams and Jaden McDaniels and Drake May, and now all of a sudden, I don't know if it's the workouts or if it's agents putting us out or teams putting us out or just part of the whole subterfuge of the pre-draft draft process, but now it's almost like McCarthy's in that. With that group, right, has separated from the Michael Penix.
He's in the big four, feels like.
When we started to this, it was 3, and then Michael Penix,
right?
JJ McCarthy, maybe Bo Nix, you know, was in that next tier. But McCarthy is, whether it's true or not, I have no idea, but it seems like from all the mock drafts, he's in that discussion to be in that 4.
When you read about these guys, too, and see their tape and things and watch them from their college careers, Chipper, I keep coming back to this. It looks to me like Drake May is the most perfect O'Connell fit. Like if you're going to lift a quarterback out, and all of these guys should improve. So I'm not saying that the Vikings are drafting a finished product, but when you look at the film, when you look at what they do, when you look at those intangibles, and O'Connell said in Florida, and he has said this before, accuracy is my starting point. Like I want that.
Yeah.
It feels like Drake May, and to go back to that Gopher game, you know, Drake May made some unbelievable passes, and I'm not sure that team was that good. That's the thing, is you didn't look at that team and think, oh, what a high-flying juggernaut North Carolina is. I just keep coming back to a feeling that Drake May is O'Connell's, like, perfect fit guy.
Yeah, I was there that day, so got to see it live. Now, he had 2 interceptions that were just poor throws. Now, I will say that the second one that was right before where I can't remember who it was, but he jumped a route, made a nice play. I would tend to say that was more of a really good defensive play than on the quarterback. First one was a poor throw. But if you go back and watch that game, Judd, it felt like he converted third downs at like 80%. I mean, if it was a 3rd and 6, he was getting he was getting 8 yards. I mean, he absolutely picked apart that Joe Rossi defense on third down, and it was just pinpoint. I mean, he had such control of that game. It's like, and that was a new defense, had some new secondary guys, but they looked helpless trying to figure him out on third down. And so I walked away impressed with him. I thought he was really good, the arm, all the things that you heard about him. I was equally impressed. I really like when I saw J.J. McCarthy live. The thing that I didn't, or maybe underestimated with him, was just his mobility. Mm-hmm. He was more elusive and kind of maybe faster than I thought. And I will say that night game in the press box, I may have mentioned this before, there was Kwesi, Ryan Grigson, Ryan Mullins, and then another executive. They had their four top personnel executives there. Now, we could say, well, Michigan has, you know, a ton of guys that are going to be NFL draft picks, and why wouldn't you send everybody there? But it's not hard to deduce that they were there to see Jay's bring the whole crew there to see J.J. McCarthy. I mean, there are four of your top executives there. Normally, you might have one, maybe two, not four. I can't remember ever seeing four. And so I have to guess that they've narrowed in on those two. I mean, Daniels and Caleb, like when you watch those two, they're kind of magicians on the field, the way they move and all those things. I don't think they're going to be – I don't think they're going to be available to them, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I don't – one, I think Washington is going to take Daniel. I think the price would be too high. But what is the – if you feel like you're in love with Drake May – what's it going to take to get the three to secure that you get Drake May?
Well, and that's my guess, is it's your 2025 first, which I don't think the Vikings.
Yes.
Like that's the question. I'm pretty sure the answer I just gave you is 1,000% correct. But the real question is then, okay, if you're not great in 25, I'm not saying that you're going to pull a Carolina and give the first overall pick to the team that you trade with. I am saying that could easily be a top 10 pick. So here's my here's the question. Well, there's two questions we don't know. One is, do they clearly think that Drake May is, three steps up from McCarthy? Because like we're associating from what we're hearing that McCarthy has moved into this hypothetical Mount Rushmore of draft quarterbacks. Do the Vikings feel that way? Because if there's not a clear delineation there, then you're going to say we'll take McCarthy. And the other thing that we can't know, and it's one of the most important things, but only they will have a feel, is mental makeup of these kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so important for quarterbacks. You know, it's the one position where if he's got talent, but you whiff on the fact that he's a airhead, a dunderhead, whatever, it's not going to matter.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Two things on that. First, Judd, what's the difference in price between moving to four and moving to three, do you think?
I think the 2025 first comes out moving to four. Because it's 11-23 and maybe another pick.
A third or something?
Well, or a third next year. But I think you can extract. I think you take out the 2025 first. I think. But then to your point, let's say the Patriots make the pick and Denver's coming up.
Well, that's it.
Like there's...
To me, you have to be nervous of Denver, and you don't want to be you can't get leapfrogged there by them, you know. I mean, it's a fascinating kind of not game of chicken, but just to see how this is going to play out. But the that's where I think O'Connell and their staff talked about it down at the owners' meetings about going to lunch on campus with these guys to see how students interact. I mean, to me, that's awesome, you know.
100% like, right.
Get on their turf, because agents coach draft prospects to no end before the thing, rehearse questions you're going to get. They do mock interviews, all these things leading up to you. So a guy can fool you for what do they get? 15 minutes at a time
at the combine. I think it's 12 to 15 now. Yeah.
They can fool you.
Oh, yeah.
So this is where this time where O'Connell and the staff is really going to spend a lot of time with talking to everybody, going out to meetings with them, going to dinner with them, seeing how I saw polls, the Bears GM, I saw him quoted saying that Caleb Williams didn't touch his phone the whole time that they had dinner. I mean, little things like that. I mean, it may seem like, okay, does this really matter? Everything matters, Like literally, when you're making this kind of decision,
yep.
There's no more important position in terms of obviously playing, but being a leader, someone everyone's going to follow that you can trust. And so you better get as much knowledge and information about the kid's personality. I should call him kid, the guy's personality,
mm-hmm.
how he is around. Is he a jerk when you know, to teammates? Is he a jerk to employees in the cafeteria or fellow right. students? That's what you want to know. Get around him. And well, I always say this. Remember 3 days before they drafted Percy Harvin, Childress went down to Florida and wanted to ride around in his car to see, you know, just to see where they went, how it smelled, and what he acted like, and all those things, you know, because the whole marijuana thing, what he test, right, before it?
Yeah, drug test at the combine.
Before the draft, yeah, and so yeah, at the combine. And so that's Childress wanted to be around Percy as much as he could, try to figure out, okay, do I feel comfortable making this? And this is a different situation, obviously, because there's so much, you know, different things that go into being the quarterback. But, yeah, I mean, this is where O'Connell, I'm guessing, is going to spend a ton of time around these quarterbacks.
And that's a wide receiver. So,
yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying, yeah.
That's a position that's not nearly as important to be the type of guy that can take control in a huddle and do that. Roscoe, your thoughts on what's transpired in the past week or so regarding the quarterbacks?
Yeah, and I actually had a question to turn around back on you guys, because I love everything that Chip was saying about probably Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams are off the board. I think we know Caleb will go number one.
Yep.
Jaden, I think everybody assumes he's going to go number two. So what I'm wondering with the Minnesota Vikings, we always talk about, if you identify the guy that you want, and maybe they're doing their due diligence right now, we know they are on J.J. McCarthy and Drake May. Is it possible that they can get themselves to a point, instead of giving up X amount to get to number three so we can get our guy, that's J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, is it possible the Vikings let it play out during the draft, make that decision when it gets down to pick number four or five and see who's left? And maybe they can talk themselves to the point of, hey, we like both of these guys, and we think we can win with both of them. And if we can protect some future capital and still obtain one of them, let's go that route versus giving up more to guarantee getting one of them. Do we think that at all is a part of their process, or does it have to be as simple as, no, between these two, you got to pick the one and go all in? Because I still think with Kwesi, and the front office, I still think we're learning about them. I don't think we necessarily still know how much they value or don't value the draft capital that they have.
Yeah, I mean, are you saying could they like them both equally and be happy with either one?
Correct. And could it be to the point where they say, hey, instead of picking one, let's just see which one is left over, then make the move so we can protect as much future assets as possible?
You'd be playing with fire, because Denver might come up and give a better offer, and then you're left with nothing. You know, that's,
and then you're screwed.
Then you're in real trouble. Then you've,
which
then I guess you keep your picks and have two first round picks, but that's not what they want to do.
But that leads you to believe that this trade more than likely will happen prior to the draft. Correct. It probably won't happen when the Patriots are on five. The clock. Five would happen on the clock.
Night. Yeah.
I don't know, because, again, you have another team, or maybe multiple teams out there that you don't know what their thinking is, but you have a pretty good idea they're going to be aggressive trying to get a quarterback. So,
yep.
I think you have to play offense, not defense, with this situation.
Especially with this. Like, if you've decided that you've identified, and let's say Ross is right. I mean, there is a chance that they will say, we love May, but McCarthy, we think the upside's huge, and we like him as much, and those two are equals. Then, that's fine. But so here's
you the still have to get question. The four, though, right, Judd?
And that's and I was going to say, you could call the Patriots today and say 11-23, 2025 first, and something else, and you could probably get that trade done. The question is, how much certainty do you want? And I understand trying to preserve the 2025 first, but if you get too cute, you could really screw yourself here. I just don't trust that the Broncos, that the Raiders, that perhaps the Giants, who are at six.
Yeah.
I don't trust them not to say, we're going to go for it. And now you're left out of the prom. You didn't get invited. You went and bought the damn dress. And, you know, you're sitting at home. So, like, that's the thing is, how much are you willing to gamble here? How much are you going to – and the one thing that concerns me, and, Ross, you're right, we don't know – there's a lot we don't know, especially about Kwesi and, like, his style of operation yet. But the one thing that concerns me, and I say this all the time, is don't get too cute.
Yes.
Don't try and outsmart a system that you're probably not – you're probably not as smart as you think. Like, I think we all should start each day saying we're probably not as smart as we think. So don't try and outsmart a system that is really eating people up for a long time. And that's pro sports.
And I would go into this and say, I don't trust anyone. I'm going to be aggressive because if you're even hesitant, I think one of these teams might leapfrog you. And if you think, wow, that's a lot to give up in the future. There is nothing more important than getting the quarterback situation right. Nothing on this roster and whatever it takes to get it done. And this is where, you know, if you're trusting in your eyes and trusting in their knowledge of that quarterback position, if they say, man, this is our, I believe this guy, then you have to make that happen and not worry about maybe, we could slide a little bit or wait a little bit and like you said, Judd, get cute. I mean, because these other the Raiders, who knows what they're going to do? Giants.
Right.
I mean, I know they paid him $40 million, but they can't be married to him longer.
No. And you know what? It would hurt them to get out of the Jones contract after 2024, but it's certainly possible. So
yeah,
no, exactly right. In fact, you know what, Roscoe, Chipper, let's say goodbye. You broke up, but that's fine because it's been a great discussion. So talk to you. Boy, what's that? Is that going to be 2 weeks before the draft?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. So
we will talk. Time, baby.
Oh, man, this is a great time of year. Great sports time of a year. Chipper, we appreciate the time. Roscoe, great work. We will talk to you next week on Purple Access. Thanks again to our friends from Quick Trip.